welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast, an actual play podcast of Paizo's Adventure Path, The Extinction Curse. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM for this misguided and misfitted adventure. I'm accompanied by my five friends, Nathan.
Hello.
Christopher.
Hello.
Elmer.
Hi.
Marcus.
Hello.
Zach.
What's up?
I don't know why I flipped you two this week.
You do it every week. They're never consistent.
It's
on your toes.
Joe, you're like a parent with too many kids.
There is too many kids here. I've reached my limit. Oh. No more. No more people can play with us.
Hey, don't say that. Derek, if you're listening, there's always a spot.
There's always a spot for you at our table.
Yeah. I'll need coffee or something.
Just don't ask Joe to DM.
Just don't ask me to DM it. I'll watch you guys play from the side. Last week, you guys burned down a building.
Let's not talk about it.
You did what every DM hopes you don't do. Said, oh, there's bad guys inside. Let's just burn the whole place down.
I mean, it wasn't Anna Carmen's fault.
Or fidgets.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Exactly. We don't know what happened actually over there.
I actually have evidence. I have video and audio evidence of what happened.
I mean, the townspeople don't know.
That's true. Unless you know, David squeals.
I was about to say, there is a witness. You have a witness here for everything.
I mean, David was trapped underneath the fucking thing the whole time. You don't know shit.
So, like I said, last week you guys burned down the whole damn mill. Totally destroyed the city's ecosystem and economy forever. David told you that
it's a mill. It can be rebuilt.
Oh, yeah, totally. David told you that the Miller family was kidnapped and was taken over to the Lindell farm.
It can't be that important if they just let a bee live there and not even check on it. You know what I mean? How long was that bee in there? And those people, how long were they gone?
The people have been missing, I believe the sheriff told you, for a week or so now.
So how important could the building be if they send us a week later, you know?
Well, he did try to send the sheriff, but he couldn't find the sheriff.
If it was propping up their economy, someone would have had to go and run the mill.
Yeah, there's a logic hole there, Joe.
Yeah, you're not sending Naz, Fidget, Grimlock.
So did the people go a whole week without flour?
No, they had enough flour to last them.
So then they're fine then.
Yeah, that seems like... Yeah, so what's the problem?
That they can't have any more flour.
You're telling me
like
there
I
wasn't
said, a
any
mill
competitors.
Can be rebuilt.
It's any a mill. Competitors.
Yeah, you're telling me that mill had no competitors in the immediate area. Nobody willing and ready to undercut them.
Well,
no,
probably not.
They ran a monopoly of this town.
Usually for a town this size, there's only one mill.
With that being said...
Social service.
Exactly. With that being said, monopoly, capitalism, evil. Case closed. Mm-hmm. We did a good thing.
Mm-hmm. That's for the city of Aberton to tell.
It's not a city. Not a city. A town of like 50. Chaotic good.
Yeah, so David's with you now. So now I get to do this voice for the foreseeable future.
Beautiful. That's what I like to hear.
You chose that voice. I don't know why you're upset. You made the decision.
DM me and I'll kill him myself.
I can always trust on you, Marcus.
Just drop my Cash App, you know. Just send it along. It'll be done.
I'll do it for one magical, one extra spell slot.
That's a small price. Wow.
You know, that's good deal. That's good dealing.
Hey, Pop Smoke got killed over a $2,000 watch. I think there's no that people are willing to kill for pretty cheap.
Yes, the direct alignment between that and Pathfinder 2.
RIP. Keep it relevant.
Yeah, seriously, for all the Gen Zers out there. Yep. All the fans.
Stop making post-hominous albums, please.
For real.
Hard working man. Right, since a while.
All right, so you guys have David with you. He told you where the Miller family is. You have burnt down the mill. What do you guys want to do now?
Come on to the Lindell farm.
Well, I think honestly, like logically, what would happen is that me and Fidget would be somewhat confused as to how this place burned down.
I mean, we wouldn't be confused. He they said that it was on fire. They said that he did it. You know, and we were arguing with them, and we expressed our disappointment in them.
We did that? I don't remember. But if we did that, then okay, we're good.
Yeah, we did that. So yeah, so then I guess we will head to Lindell Farm together with David tied up on like a rope leash thing. Because I'm assuming he's flying around, yeah?
Yeah, he is an air mephit, so he can fly. So you're going to have to deal with that. He's like a little balloon for you guys.
Yeah, so the rope is tied around his arms and his like chest. So like he can't move his arms, but he can still flap his wings.
Okay, that seems the most humane way to do that.
He's not human. I'm not human. Doesn't matter.
Can you remind me why we're keeping him?
That's a great question, Chris. Why are we keeping him?
I don't know. I guess we could in character. I'd be like,
You guys picked up a new person in there. What's the deal with him? What's going on?
You remember we had locked up some people over at the church, yeah, with Akbu's statue? Yeah? Well, this is the one that was in there. This is David. Say hello, David.
Hi!
So then they got out from there, and then they were in... This one was in the Miller's farm, or the Miller's house, trapped in Armoire, and he said that they had kidnapped the Miller family and took them over to Lindell Barn, decided that me and Anna Carmen, you know, it was a joint decision. Decided that he might be useful, and also like to bring him along. But I'm not comfortable letting him roam free just because he seems to has his hand in a lot of the troubles around the town. And so right now he is just my little prisoner until I decide what to do with him down the line. At first, I want to see if the Miller family is alive. And if they are and we can get them out, then maybe I can end how well David has proved his worth to us. Then I will decide if we will let him go or if we will, banish him back where he came from.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm basically just wondering like if I'll be okay with prisoners now. We're you keeping guys, like, that's where we're at.
Take more time to think about it.
Well, Grimlock, this is how I thought it. It's either... We left him in there to burn and die in the mill explosion that you caused. You know,
not so great anymore.
Which could have been avoided. And since he is inherently involved with all of the problems around happening in town, I'm not comfortable with letting him fly three until I know he's not a threat anymore to us.
No. No judgment here. I'm just wondering if we have a prisoner. I have some special prisoner. Garb, you could say, and I pull out like a little little mouth like.
Wrap
around his mouth.
Right now, he's cooperating, but at any moment that I feel or you feel or anyone else in the group, honestly, feels that he's not cooperating or he's being more of a nuisance than helpful, then we can incorporate that plan. So you hear that, David?
Thank you, Fidget.
As long as you cooperate and you be useful to us, you will. Live, you will be alive comfortably how you are now.
I like that. That's good. Just, if I could not have that in my mouth, I don't know where the dwarf got that from. And it looks dirty. So, don't put that in my mouth, please.
Put it in his mouth.
No, it's okay. I don't think we need to stuff anything in David's mouth, It's a gesture.
I think we should put it in his mouth.
Naz?
Grimlock's really on the fence. He's going back and forth.
His voice sounds kind of weird, just to be honest.
Put it in his mouth.
No, it's fine. We don't need to put anything in anyone's mouth. We want David to cooperate and be honest with us. And if we antagonize him, that's going to probably lead him more to lie to us and put us more in danger. So I'm just wanting to have a gesture of good faith and not have to do that. But if David does slip up, I will immediately default to your plan.
That seems like quite... Okay, no, that's fair. Or is that a burn live? I choose this.
Shut up, David.
Okay.
Why is David talking?
And then she will pull Bartholomew out of her pack and put him on it on her shoulder.
Yeah. What's up, Fidget?
All right, Bartholomew. All I want you to do right now is
what the fuck
just,
is that?
Bartholomew, please. This is not time for hysterics, okay? Okay. I need you to just keep your eye on David here. This is David Bartholomew. David Bartholomew.
Hi.
This is great. This is amazing.
Bartholomew, I just want you to keep your peepers on David, and if he makes any weird motions or tries to escape, you let me know immediately, and that way I will stop.
Fidget.
Yes, Bartholomew, yes.
Can you define weird, because he's a blue guy that has wings?
If he looks like he's trying to escape, or he's like looking around or trying to give a signal to someone else, that is weird, okay?
Okay.
All right, sounds good. Just keep an eye on him, and don't say anything to me until you see those things.
Okay.
All right, okay, cool, great, awesome. All right, let's head out to Blundell Farm, gang.
And you guys do. Nathan, you would know where the Lindell Farm is. It is south of the city.
Isn't it on the map?
Oh, it's north of the city. I'm sorry.
Oh, is it this way? Is it this one building far away?
I can't tell.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
It's this building. You're about to see it. This is the barn. It's a simple barn. It's two stories. Brown. It seems to be well made. I mean, it's a barn, guys. I don't really have much to tell you.
Is there only a barn here? There's not like a farmhouse, like where people live?
David brought you straight to the barn because he knew that's where they were. The farmhouse isn't near here, per se.
Okay, Joe. Apparently.
So they wanted to keep their personal life and their
home. They couldn't get all their property in the same property. They had to split it up.
Oh, sure. So, you know, anything ever happened to the barns or the animals inside, they'll just you shrug it, you know, because they wouldn't know until the next morning. Or if a coyote got inside and killed a bunch of sheep,
like they wouldn't know. Nobody else weren't the best farmers. They weren't the smartest brothers in the world. So this is how they had it.
Oh, wait, they're dead. These are the two brothers we killed, that were possessed by the worms, right?
Yeah, do you remember their names?
Barry and Jerry.
You're fucking around, but that might be their name.
I thought it was Ben and Jerry.
Jerry for sure.
Probably Ben and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry.
So the Lindell brothers, you know, we met them already before, guys. They were the two men possessed by those gross worms that, you know, killed them too. So I think we should be on our guard, because like maybe whatever happened to them started at their farm, inside their own barn, you know, and it's just been here festering since the barn is so, you know, I never understood why the Lindell brothers put their barn so far away from their homestead. Because, you know, it's not really a proper way to set up your farm or your
Yeah, I was wondering. I didn't see any house around here. Was that
exactly? Because, you know, what if something ever happened to their cows or to their beloved donkey shepherd? It's just like, you know, like you just never know. And like they put it so far away, and they have this whole thing about like, you know, their home mind and their work mind. And they kept it so separate, and I don't think that's really. You know, if you really love your work,
Grimlock left.
if you really loved your work, you would never, you know, miss a day in your life, right? I mean, that's why you guys all work in the circus, right? That's how it all works out.
Oh, yeah, it's just David listening to you. I always tell the other ones that just make sure you keep your personal life separate.
Well, that's not really the message I was coming across, David, but thank you for listening.
Oh, you're welcome. Where'd your friends go?
I don't think up there.
So from here, you guys see a door that seems to be barred from the outside. Two wooden giant doors.
Okay.
Oh. It's locked from the outside. Like it's barred off.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Are there any windows in this building we could look at?
No windows this time.
No points or areas of weakness. No holes.
No holes. It's a well-made barn.
No, well-made part has windows.
It's a well-made barn for the dark.
So we should just burn it.
They have nocturnal cows, yes.
Yeah, this doesn't seem very animal friendly.
I know.
What's the PETA equivalent of this world that, like, you can file a complaint?
Oh, there is so
druids.
Druid circles is it.
Yeah, Snap, how do you feel about this barn? It doesn't seem very safe, right?
I don't know what this is.
What's a barn?
It looks like where everybody goes.
Is that your name, Snap?
Yeah.
A barn is a place where we keep animals.
David, you're not being helpful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, okay, so David, actually, I have a question for you.
I'd be helpful.
What should we expect inside?
There's going to be two fire methods and two earth methods. And the family, of course.
So just a bunch of small little flying guys and the Miller family. Anything else?
I'm kind of the small guy. The other ones are bigger or fierier.
Okay, when you say bigger, do you mean like still roughly your size or my size?
In between.
Okay. Okay. All right, gang. So how do we want to approach this? We can't burn down the building because there's a family inside. She looks at Naz directly when she says that.
What?
You know what?
I don't know what you're talking about.
So does anyone have any suggestions or a plan that they want to try out?
No. Grimlock just takes his great axe out. He doesn't really... He's not talking. He's looking at the door.
Yeah. I'll be following Grimlock.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't really see anything else that can help us in situations, so though. This is either going to get resolved with some talking or... what we've been doing all day.
Arsony?
Fighting. Fisticuffs.
Oh, brawling. Fighting. Okay. What are we going to do with David? Are we going to tie him to a tree or?
No, I got him. I don't need two hands. I can still cast spells with one hand.
During the squabble. Okay.
Those fucks put me in the thing in the first place. So. I'm kind of with you guys. Let's fuck him up.
Language.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Do you not like swearing, Anna Carmen?
No, I just don't like him. Like,
oh, okay. Man.
I have ears and feelings.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Can I get everyone's perception score really fast?
Just like the
base score that you have.
I gotta wait. Did you ask us to roll for it? Because I rolled.
No, I just need your base perception.
I got a plus six. 16. Damn, I wasted a good roll.
Six.
Six.
Thank Five.
You. Thank you.
Five.
All right. Thank you. Continue on your way.
Okay. All right. Well, Grimlock, do you want to unlock the door and we go through?
Yep. Let's battle formation, I would say.
Okay. Battle formation X or Z?
Z, definitely Z.
Z. Okay, that means you're going by yourself.
So we make a Z behind him, or?
No, it means Grimlock is so confident in himself that he goes in on his own. Joe, what the fuck are you rolling? Joe, what are you rolling for? Sorry. A fucking natural 20?
Son of a bitch, Joe.
A fucking natural 20?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right,
wow.
Joe.
Wow. Fucking DFs out here, huh?
Fucking.
Rolling DFs out here, huh?
Hey, the normal one was a natural 20, so fuck off.
What's a DF? I don't know.
Hey, you know what that means? Yeah,
it's a fudge.
Yeah. Demon die. All
right. No, you guys can continue on with your merry way. Snap, you guys going to move in or what's up? Oh, David needs to move with you, huh?
Yeah, keep David behind me at all times. Oh, he's on a tight leash.
Worst comes to worst, make him fight for you, Nate.
Yeah.
All right. Once I see everyone in position, I'm going to lift the bar off the door.
All right. So you take a step towards that bar. And to your left, you see vines start to move around you. And you see the overgrown bush start to... what's a good word for it? Move. That's a good word.
What do you do?
The old moving maneuver.
What's that thing you do when you like, you know, lift your your leg in front of the other one?
Look at this thing. Is Poison Ivy around controlling these things?
Put your hand up on your hip.
Where's she at?
So, as you guys were moving in, it stayed still, waiting for the right moment. And just as you approach the door, it strikes out at you, Grimlock, and we're going to have to roll for initiative.
I beat many of these things in Mario.
Can we use my 17 I rolled up there?
Yes, I will use your 17.
Damn straight.
Grimlock, you got a 16. Fidget, what'd you get?
Fidget got a 23.
Thank you. Snap got an 8.
Snap got an 8, yeah.
Mads got a 3.
What?
That's nothing. Yeah, where the fuck is my initiative on this paper again?
Until Zach can read his character sheet, it's just going to be whatever he rolls.
It's at least 4 plus that, so...
Stop helping him! Stop babying him!
It's 7!
There you go. Don't baby the goblin.
Don't baby the goblin.
What'd you get, a 23?
Yep.
And Carmen, you got a 17.
Yeah, but I can't find my fucking bonus on the sheet.
Did you just roll a natural 17?
Yeah.
Are you using are you still using the hero
I'm using a PDF page now.
Okay.
So it's like an actual character sheet.
Alright, either way, I'm pretty sure the snapping fly trap got ahead of you, so is it okay if I move on while you search for that?
Sure.
Okay. 17?
Yes. So, this snapping fly trap comes up out of the ground and is going to take a step towards you guys as it moves its giant body closer to you.
It walks on legs?
It kind of moves its vines to walk.
Oh.
And then it's going to make a leaf attack at you. Good luck.
Uh-oh, razor leaf.
Razor leaf.
That is an 18.
Oh, Elmer, you're looking up for your perception, right?
No, is it the same? Oh, that's fucking right. We add our perception to it. Jesus Christ. Oh.
Yeah, and this shiv's not really
God, I got 23.
Okay. So you and Fidget decide who goes between you two.
What's your bonus?
Plus 6.
You go first.
Sounds good.
All right. It's a 27 total to hit you. Grimlock.
Oh my god.
Okay, that hits me. Not critically.
That's going to do 5 points of damage. And then as it hits you, you feel like a green... But you don't feel green, but you feel, you see like this green substance ooze out of it.
And feeling green?
Out of its vines, out of its leaves. Uh-oh. And it starts to corrode your skin. You take an extra 4 points of acid damage.
Whoa.
Oh.
And then as part of its attack, it gets a free grapple against you. It does not succeed.
It grapples itself.
It fucks up poorly. Check me. It's going to go ahead and do its next action to attack Anna Carmen. Does a 10 hit?
A 10?
Yes.
Fuck out of here.
All right, so it misses, and that is its turn. So next is Anna Carmen.
This thing looks pretty big. I guess for my first action, I'm going to tumble around it. Use the tumble behind. That's what I'm like. I don't know. The feat is called tumble behind. I usually just like go through something's legs or something like that. or like just kind of roll around it. But just imagine like you just started a Gears of War match and everybody's leaving spawn and just continuously rolling.
That's like, a pull.
That's what I'm doing around this thing to get behind it. But yeah, that makes it flat-footed. I think, right? I don't think I have to do a roll for this.
You stride up to your speed during this movement. You can try to move through the space of one enemy.
Oh yeah, try, right?
It doesn't have an attack of opportunity, so you're good.
Cool. Sounds good. I'm behind it. I got a finesse point.
Cool.
Bum bum bum.
It's so graceful.
Thank you. Anna Carmen just kind of whips around it, rolls around it like she's been in a circus all of her life. And you guys are, and you guys are like, wow, we could really use her. All right. And now I'm going to attack it.
Oh, you make an acrobatics check.
Oh, easy money. Let's fucking do this. 14 plus 8.
22. You hit it. You hit it. Good job.
Yeah,
it is flat-footed now.
Yes, it is flat-footed now. For any rogues in our party. All right, I'm going to attack it.
All right, go ahead.
Let's fucking go! Oh, Lord Almighty. So I rolled an 8 plus... I think it's plus 6, 14. That's not even close to hitting it, huh?
16?
Yeah.
No. You did not hit it.
All right. Well, I'm going to do it again. Oh, wow. Natural 1, baby.
So that's your turn, right?
Yep.
Fidget.
Okay, well, Fidget sees this fucking thing just come out of the bushes and feels her internal supply of magic very low. And she's going to reach deep inside herself again and try to pull out that emotion that she felt when her arms extended that first time. And she's going to activate her focus pool, tentacular limbs, and her arms again extend another 5 feet.
Okay.
And with that, that's one action. And with that, she's going to extend again. She's going to extend them and try to touch this creature. Okay. Well, if I have to touch them, that means I have to roll a thing, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. And she's casting the spell, the cantrip, Chill Touch. Oh, my frickin' frick. That's nothing. I rolled a natural 4, so that's going to be a fucking 12.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
All right, that's her turn, because Chill Touch takes 2 actions.
You know, I'm looking at Chill Touch, Nathan, and I don't see any...
Yeah, but it's a touch spell. Like, I have to touch them.
Yeah, but I just see a saving throw. We'll look at it.
Wait.
Nate's trying to cheat himself.
Yeah.
Why don't you move on and I'll give you an answer.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, so the next one is Grimlock.
All right, first things first, crafting check. I'm going to try to put my axe into overdrive mode.
Overdrive.
So I imagine his little bite attack. What's a standard DC? 15?
Yes.
Okay, so I just passed. I rolled a 15. Okay. But yeah, I'm imagining that really hurt. My body's corroded now a little bit. Sure, that stings a good amount. I'm going to go for just a regular old attack. First one, not going to hit. Roll a 4 plus a 6, that's 10. But I'm going to attack again.
Okay.
Ooh. That's a 18 total. That's minus the 5 already.
All right, that's going to hit.
All right, and that's 13 points of damage. Nope, that's... Let's see. I rolled an 11 plus 2, plus the modifier for the overdrive, which is my intelligence. No, half of my intelligence, so that's 15 points of damage.
Damn. Good hit.
That's
took a nice chunk out of it. You chop off one of its vines. And just for you and Carmen... Anna Carmen, you are flanking the snapping flytrap, so it is flat-footed to just you two right now. If someone were to go here or here, it would also be flat-footed to them. Cough, cough. It is time for Snap's turn.
Okay, so first things first. Snowflake will come in right here and take a jaws attack. 28 plus 6, 14.
8 plus 6, 14 is not going to do it.
Okay. And then Snowflake will back up. And then Snap will take 2 slingshot attacks. Or sling attacks. So the first one, 10 total, will not hit. Second one, even less than 10 total, not hit.
All right. Uneventful turn for Snap. Naj, your turn.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. Coming back in. Chill Touch does not require a roll. So I deal damage, and then you have to roll a fortitude saving throw.
Yep. So it did not roll well for a fortitude saving throw. In fact, that might be a critical failure.
What's a critical failure?
What's your DC?
It's 18.
Let me see really fast.
It's less than 10, right?
Fortitude, right?
Yeah, 14.
Oh, no, that's his highest save. So yeah. That total was a 17.
Wait, with you rolled a 5? And with the this fucking guy. All right. Okay. So then, but then you take you take 4 points of You take 8 points of negative damage.
Oh, ow!
What is negative damage?
The opposite of positive.
Yeah. So like, if it's a creature of like who is like so like, undead creatures use negative energy to heal. And they don't get damage from negative energy. It's kind of that kind of thing. Because if you try to use positive energy to heal an undead creature, they take damage instead.
Got it.
Naz, go ahead.
I'm going to sneak up on this thing.
Remember what he said about flanking? You can flank it.
Where are the spots? Is it?
That's good. That's a good spot.
There you go.
No, not there. I mean, that's good, too.
Yes, there. Don't listen to me.
All right. Let's bite it.
What'd you roll?
14, which probably did not do anything.
It did not. You missed your attack. You have one more action.
Attack again. What the fuck? Roll 14 again. Somehow.
Both are going to miss your target. We're going to move along. It's the plant's turn. It's got 3 people right next to it. It's not liking it. It's going to take a first attack at the one that just cut off one of its vines. So, Grimlock.
Okay, it's acting like it'd attack me.
A 4 plus 11's not going to deal any damage. It's then going to use
its plus 11, my God.
Special ability called Focused Assault, where it makes 2 attacks with the same attack penalty on Grimlock because it didn't like missing.
Wow. What a fucking bully.
18.
Why is this plant so funny?
12 points of damage?
18 to hit.
And a 12.
Yeah, that just hits.
Okay, and the other one misses.
Because you said there's no negative bonus. Oh, you already did that. Okay.
Oh, wait, no.
And then how much damage?
I already did. Sorry. The damage is going to be, oh god, 21 points of damage.
Why is it 3d8? What are you doing to me?
You're dead.
I feel like you're down.
No, that really hurt. I'm not down though, but Grimlock is not looking good.
Looking hardy.
Today I learned that plants have feelings and memories.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's only 2d8.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Still,
I'll take
you hit
an 8
and a 3.
That calls for a 3. That calls for a reroll.
That's fair.
Hey,
8 points of damage. But the acid is still gonna seek
into 19 to 6.
The acid seeks into you for an extra 3 points as well.
Oh no. Okay.
Alright, it is Anna Carmen's turn.
Okay, how long does flat-footed last?
As long as you guys are flanking it.
Oh, so everybody kept flanking it. That's good. I'm going to just continue to try to strike it. Okay. Let's see here. D20, 7. I got it wrong last time. It was plus 6. I said plus 6, but it's plus 8 this time, so 15.
Misses.
Damn. Okay. Try one more time. Attack it again. Wow. Joe, what are you doing to my rolls? What is this? What is the odds? Yeah, what are the odds that I roll an 8, and then a 7, and then a 6?
He's fudging.
I don't know. Something 1 out of 20 times 3? I don't know.
Anyway. So what I'm going to do now is confident finisher. That's what I'm going to use since I have a panache point. So I'm just going to see. I'm just going to see if it hits anyway. 8. Wow, look at that. An 8. Anyways, I'm just going to roll damage anyway, because even on a fail, I do half damage. So let's see here.
That confident.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. 1 plus 2 plus precise strike damage. So 1 plus 4, 5. What's half of 5? Are we doing 2 or 3?
It's 2.
Great. 2 points of piercing damage.
All right, you did it. Oh, it didn't. Oh, no, I don't get a grab on you with that other time. All right. Fidget, your turn. Get it.
Yeah, I'm fucking working on it right now, okay?
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry for cursing at you, okay? It's a high stress situation.
It's and okay.
With her, and she still has her, she has her tentacle limbs up for a minute, so I'm just gonna repeat. Just chill touch. I don't have a lot of spells right now. Chill touch. So just another fortitude save from you.
6 plus 12,
18. It needs to be a failure. It needs to be a critical failure for it to do anything. Okay. And that's 5 points of negative damage on you. So as her hands touch one of the bending vines or whatever of this creature, it just spreads that like icy cold feeling of rot and death to this creature, even though like it's not really like
it turns one of its vines like grayish ashy.
Yeah, there you go. All right, yeah, that's and then with that she will take 2 steps backwards, just create more distance between her and it in case I was getting funny ideas.
Good job.
Yeah, thanks.
Alright, it's
Grimwester. I'm just gonna be wailing on it. First attack, not great. Roll a 10 total.
Yeah, not gonna do.
Okay. I'm attacking again.
Oh my god, you guys.
Okay. Oh wait, what am I... Oh yeah, that was right, yeah. Okay, second attack was a... 3 total, not gonna hit. Third attack, I'm a man who knows what's working and what's not. Grimwester's gonna walk backwards. Just walk away.
Take a step back. I just reevaluate.
No, game plan's not working. Walks away.
Alright.
And that's the end of my day.
Starts walking home.
Alright, Grimlock. Or Snap, you just saw Grimlock walk back away from it, but it did leave an opening for Snowflake.
Yeah, so Snowflake will go in. Bite attack. An 11 total will not hit.
Nope.
And then Snap will take 2 attacks. 13 total will not hit, and nat 20 will hit.
What is that total?
So, 26.
Minus 10.
Is it 10 for a second? No, it's
the third.
Minus
22. 5. Or 21, then.
No, it's not minus 5 for the second. Oh, yeah, because it's the second. You're right. So, yes, it's still a critical hit.
And so, what is that? 2... double damage, basically?
Yeah.
Okay, so then 8, and then do I add my bonus onto each, or just the first?
Just
one. Or just one. So then, total 14 damage.
Nice hit.
That is beautiful, and that is what I aspire to be, but I suck.
Snap and Snowflake always show us up on damage and attack rolls.
by far the needy in that.
We need some leaderboards.
None of y'all are made. You guys aren't built for this. Snapping snowflake butt.
Naz, your turn.
I'm gonna take after Grimlock and run away.
You can't even text you. What are you doing?
You didn't even get hit or anything.
Yeah, but I'm scared.
Naz, you coward!
Who said that?
Jafidget.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I am gonna walk away.
David looks over at you. Language!
Hey, put that fucking thing in David's mouth. Fuck David. But I am going to use produce flame. There we go. Attack 1d20. Let's see. All right, big money, big money, big money, big money. Are you fucking kidding me? I rolled a 3.
I was really hoping for that one.
Me too. I want to see this thing on fire.
It just saw you try to do a little flame, and it did not like that. So it's coming for you.
Fidget is laughing hysterically at you.
One action to move, another to hit you. 6 plus 12, 18.
Yes, it hits.
All right, so that adds 9 points of damage and another 4 points of acid damage as the leaves start to squeeze out the acid on you. It's then going to make a free grab attack. That's going to do it. It has you grappled. And then for its... Yeah, for its final action, it's going to swallow whole.
Wait, what?
It lifts you up and puts you in its giant mouth.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Fidget.
Naz is really little.
Fidget then stops laughing and looks in horror.
I'm not sure it can do this. 12 plus. Hold on, let's make sure. Make sure it has that in it.
So what? Grimlock cleans his glasses as it just talks. Joe, what hentai scene did you pull this from?
Oh my god.
Yeah, it did it. That's plus 6. So 18. Yeah, that's gonna do it. You are inside of its stomach, and it's acidic stomach acid, and its muscles are squishing you.
Oh boy. No, you know what?
I reach for my cigarette.
Nope. What the fuck? You're gonna smoke your way out?
I'm gonna smoke. I have to smoke. If I'm gonna die, I'd rather die smoking.
While you're swallowed whole, you have to hold your breath. Anything that involves you releasing your oxygen means you will start to suffocate. Every time you suffocate, you take a certain amount of damage, and you have to roll a check. If you fail the check, you fall unconscious, and if you critically fail, you die.
I think Naz is the type of character
that... I want to take some risks.
Yep, probably smoke in there. I fucking knew it.
You think Naz knows that, Joe? Naz don't know that. He's going to where it's comfortable for him. And that's his life.
What is he, a scientist? Exactly.
Yeah, cigarettes are like this man's version of a pacifier. It comforts him.
So in the stomach, you take 7 extra points of damage.
Oh my god.
I have faith that Naz is going to cut himself out like Hercules out of the Hydra.
Hercules.
So in the swallow hole rolls, you do have the chance to cut yourself out. What you have to do is do a certain amount of damage of piercing or slashing damage, and it has to hit its rupture value.
What do I have to roll? Or can I use my dagger or jaws?
You can use your jaws because that's piercing, and your dagger is also piercing.
He's going to start eating it from the inside.
Right. It is.
I do love me some gross shit.
Anacarmen's turn. As you just seen Naz get grabbed from his foot lifted up in the air and tossed up into this thing's mouth, and it just swallows it.
You know, first of all, Anna Carmen is just judging this thing because Naz is just a disgusting fucking being. Yeah. So I'm also amazed it just looked like it didn't take any poison damage itself.
I know. He ate a thing that eats trash.
Seriously. It's literally, Naz is powered by trash, indifference, and cigarettes.
You know what? Let's make a bet, Joe. You want to make a bet?
That was good, Elmer.
Yeah. Let's make a bet. If the creature, I'll make you a bet right now. All right. It's not my turn, but I'll make you a bet. If it fails my next fortitude save, if it critically fails my next fortitude save, it throws up Naz because how gross he is.
If it doesn't, it does the damage over again.
No. That's not fair.
What? I don't think you understand how a bet works, Nate.
That's a bet on Naz, not on me. If it did damage to me, I'd do that. But I'm not going to do the bet unless Zach consents to that. I don't want to kill his character just because I'm making a dumb bet. Never mind then.
I think you do. But
Fidget, I don't want to kill Naz. Fidget would be sad if he died.
Mm-hmm. Who else would confuse our listeners?
Exactly.
All right, I'm just gonna, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. Turn. Back to the game. So I don't know. Is this thing facing me? Can I look at it? Is it looking at me?
It has your attention now. You're next up on its list.
Oh, am I? So I, since it's nonverbal and like probably doesn't understand common, I'm going to use intimidating glare on it.
Okay. I need to do a fortitude.
So I think it's just an intimidation check.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh,
shit.
Nat 20, baby. Yeah.
It's looking at you and it looks down.
Yeah, it's demoralized as I fucking glare at it.
It has indigestion.
Well, that should help you out when you try to cut out, Zach. But yeah, all right, since it's demoralized, I got a panache point and I'm going to go ahead and oh my goodness.
Joe turned off that.
Joe, you finally fixed my shit. Another nat 20 on an attack.
That's
all right.
Fuck yeah.
So I double my damage, 2d6. Whew. All right, 7 plus 2 from you know, just the weapon bonus. So 9 plus an additional 2 since I have a panache point, and that is a bonus from let me find it. From my precise strike feat. So plus 4 total, 11. But since I have my rapier, I have a deadly D8 trait. So this is the first time I crit. So I add a D8 after adding my bonuses. I roll a D8. Oof. 11 plus 6, baby. 17.
Okay.
17 points of damage.
You eviscerate this plant. Ooh. You cut the rest of its vines that were lashing out at you off, and it just slumps down with its jaw slack.
Oh boy.
That's what we've been waiting for, baby.
Me too. I've been waiting for that for such a long time.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Shut up, David. Jesus.
Okay, sorry.
He just made a lamb.
I slice Naz out. I cut him out of there.
Alright, you go ahead.
Where's my lighter? That shit sucked. Continue.
yeah, no, that's all that happened. You were birthed out of the plant and you came out smoking.
Smoking.
Inside, though, comes out with you is a bloody boot.
Oh, God.
And
dibs.
He's like, that's it.
A silver chain. And a small little amulet.
A little Jesus piece?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know what smells worse, Naz or the entrails of this thing.
Can I say, I'm looking around on the ground and I'm like looking a little hungry. I'm like, huh. I pick up a little piece and I put it in my mouth.
The plant?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Of the innards?
Yes. The thing that was doing acid damage to you?
Yes.
Alright.
How do we know Zach wasn't doing acid damage to it?
Oh, Joe just rolled, see? It's gonna hurt him.
He's fine.
Bridget looks on at Naz and just regrets the little bit of part of herself that actually felt bad for him. And then approaches the fucking corpse of this thing.
Fidget, as you approach, you recognize that boot.
Oh!
No one in this city wore boots like that except Sheriff Sarah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
She picks
up the boot and goes, I know this boot. And turns it over to the soul and it has Sarah written on it. And Mark.
It, dude.
Like,
I like that. I like the crossover.
Like, oh no.
Was there a snake in there? Once Grimlock sees that Naz is breathing fine, he reaches for the amulet.
Hold on there, Grimlock. I think any kind of spoils for killing such a magnificent beast should go to the one who actually slayed it.
Well, we all actually, me, you, and Snap all did, you know, good amount of damage to it.
I think Anna Carmen actually did a lot of work. Shouts out to Anna
Carmen. Thank you, Naz, for the ones.
Do you see I point to my, like, wounds. Like, do you see what I actually went through?
You know what? Just be better at what you do, I guess.
This whole time we've been watching you do a lot of whiffing. I'm just saying. For this whole time, I didn't know if you were actually a combat teacher. Maybe now it makes a little bit of sense. But just right now,
whiffing in did I realize style.
That. Can't deny that. A lot of style.
I want to look at the amulet. Like, what is it, magical?
It is magical. You can use your crafting check because it's weird and you have that weird ability. And that's enough.
23.
It is a savior spike. It is a talisman. And I just dropped the link in for you. Basically, it is a talisman that can be used once. And you activate it as a free action. And you can attempt to grab an edge. You attempt to grab an edge but haven't rolled. Requirements, you are an expert in reflex.
What does any of this mean?
Basically means if you fall off a ledge or like a cliff or something, like you're gonna take fall damage. You can activate this, and you can activate it and like jam it into the wall or the cliff thing, so you don't fall anymore.
Got it. I'm not who's an expert in reflex here.
Snap.
For your saving throw.
Oh, it's me.
Naz.
I am.
Yeah, not Fidget.
Yeah, I got a plus 10 on that, baby.
Alright, Anna Carmen gets it.
Well, that's what you said.
Yeah, no, I tell Anna Carmen, this might be work for you.
Thank
you. Little nimble.
Thank you.
Little nimble woman.
First of all, don't call me little. Okay?
Large, nimble woman. Is that what you wanted to hear?
Large-bodied woman, yes. Healthy.
Fidget is going to go for the silver chain that also fell out.
Mm-hmm.
That's also like I recognize that was like part of Sarah's. That was Sarah's stuff too.
That's actually not.
Okay. Well, she grabs it.
It is the outline of a man holding
Jesus.
It's an outline of a man holding what seems to be a bar and circles above the man's head.
Is it a symbol of Abadar?
No.
Like scales? They're not. It's not scales. It's a bar and circles.
Yeah, almost like a. Like weights.
Yeah, I was literally just thinking that. Yeah, somebody holding a barbell above their head, just fucking hitting a clean ass power clean.
And the figure is like really, it's really well chiseled.
Excuse me.
I feel like this
seems like it should be mine as well. A spoil for the victor.
Yeah, sure, Anakrim. It's yours if you want. I thought maybe it was something of Sarah's too, but you can take it. I don't need it.
What is this? In my head, I think that to myself. I'm like, what is this? Like,
it's a silver chain.
It's like I like it. Can I roll a check for this?
Yeah.
What should I roll for that?
A bling check. I don't know. It's not magical.
Oh, it's what? Not.
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting.
It looks nice. It.
I might sell it. Who knows?
All right. You guys have defeated the snapping fly trap. David's looking like, hey, good job, guys. I hated that thing, but the barn.
Why does David keep on talking?
Yeah, the barn, I guess. David, Jesus.
Before we enter, I turn towards Snap. Is there anything you could fix me up real quick, please? I'm hurting pretty good here.
Not a problem. So a medicine check, 11 total. So that's a failure.
Well, good luck. You can try it yourself.
Oh yeah. Roll a 10 total. That's also a failure.
Well, I guess we move on.
Oh, never mind. It's okay.
Can't wait.
Now, are you more healing?
No, there are only healers. Only those two.
All right.
Yeah.
Good job, guys. I hate that thing. All right, let's go.
Okay, first of all.
You knew about that thing?
Wait.
I take the thing out of my
vest. Yanks down David. You knew about that thing, Dave?
Fidget. He's doing something weird.
She's going to grab him, like, just, like, not, and, like, have him in her hands.
I knew it.
You failed to mention that to us?
Christ.
I mean...
We were just hoping that we could eat it, too, like how I ate Sarah, and she starts to squeeze him. Sarah was my first friend that I made here in Aberton. She really looked out for me, and you just... And she's going to keep squeezing. So she's not very strong.
Oh, this isn't as bad as I thought it was. I'm sorry. Fidget, I'm sorry.
Grimlock? Gag him.
Yep, way ahead of you.
Put that shit in David's mouth!
Alright, well, I don't have to do that for a while.
Does anyone want to take care of him? I don't feel like taking care of him anymore.
You know what?
I put my axe up, like, what do you mean? What are you saying?
Yeah, I'm like...
My dagger's out.
I mean, I don't care.
Should we
say the word?
Should we kill him?
David has not been adding any value to this... expedition.
I kind of agree with Naz.
I don't care.
Is it okay?
No, I mean, you know what? I'm going to treat this as if I'm washing my hands of this situation. Here, Naz, take the leash. I grab the leash from Fidget and I give it to Naz, and I'm just like, Yeah, I guess it, do whatever you see fits. Yeah.
I take the leash. I take the rag out of David's mouth, and I look at David and I tell him, why should I not stab you in the throat
right now? I can go in there and talk to them. I could do that.
Talk to who?
The other Mephits. I could maybe convince them to leave.
I hear that, and I'm like, I come back, and I'm like, David, you lying sack of shit. Like, you already withheld information from us. That's not enough.
I pulled up the dagger to his throat, and I cut it a little bit just to make him bleed a little bit.
Oh shit.
Are you lying to us, David?
No! I can at least talk to them. Let me talk to them.
Why should I trust you? Why should we trust you?
Yeah, here's the thing. The air, there's two kinds, the air and the earth. Fire and the earth. The fire does not like the earth, and the earth doesn't like the fire. I could probably start to talk. I could stir some shit up. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
David,
I could stir some shit up.
What the fuck are you talking about?
There's two kinds of Mephits in there. Four total. The fire Mephits and the earth Mephits. God, this thing really hurts. Your knife is strong. You should use that instead of your jaws.
I cut him a little bit deeper.
Oh yeah, I'm out of here. Anna Carmen's just like, okay, that's Naz's trigger. I'm out.
I cut him a little deeper.
Okay. I could take the fire methods. I could talk some shit, and I can have them fight the earth methods. I could do that.
Let's see here. Can I do intimidation?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Sexy.
Yeah. And I take the dagger and I lick the blood.
You roll a 23.
Roll 23. I lick the blood and I'm like, David, I'm pretty hungry. Not going to lie to you. And you're looking like a snack.
Oh, hey-o.
You're pretty fucked up. You got some... Okay, I'll go do whatever you want. Yeah. No, that's fine. I'll go talk to them.
Is anybody else around?
I left
a while ago.
This got really awkward. Really, I don't know. I don't think Grimlock likes this.
Fidget is hanging out in these bushes just looking around for more, and see if there's more of like Sarah's belongings around while still holding her boot.
So I talked to David a little bit more, and basically David's basically saying that there's four people in there?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so I go to David and I tell him, David, if there's not four people in this building, I'm gonna...
Well, okay, there's four people, but then there's the family, so that's four, three, carry the
David,
four.
David, you better fucking count correct.
One, two, three, four, five, seven people.
You could tell me whatever number that you want, either, it just better match up to the number that's inside, otherwise you're gonna be dead.
Okay, four bad people, three good people. Can I go talk to them now?
No, you're not gonna talk to them. I'm gonna tie you to this tree.
Okay, no, that's fine. Whatever you want. Can I get the gag
to a tree? Then I put the gag back in his mouth.
Okay.
Break his wings. Who said that?
Oh, can I cut off one of his wings? I'm gonna cut off one of his wings. I cut off one of his wings.
No.
I'm gonna let the party deal with that. If you want to let that happen.
You know what?
He's not paying attention.
Naz is just going hard RP right now. So
I rolled another 23 somehow. So I don't know what's going on with the. I rolled strength. I don't know if I needed to or not, but I cut off one of his wings.
Before you do, Grimlock approaches.
Naz, we got stuff to do. Just leave him be.
Hold on, Grimlock. Hold on, I'm busy.
What the fuck is he trying to do, Grimlock?
You can't talk. Yeah, you're gagged.
Damn it.
And I tie you to the tree, and your wings off. So you can't, you know.
His wings off.
Not both of them, right, just one. He's like,
nothing to be stopped there. What good is one wing? Might as well cut both of them.
No, because one of them is kind of like a message to him.
Okay.
Yeah, something all to right. live for, kind of. I don't know. David sucks.
All right. Grimlock just heads around. It's whatever.
So the door is locked.
Oh, I tell them the information that David told me, and I'm like, listen, guys, this is what David told me. I don't know if he's telling the truth or not. I told him he's going to die if he's not correct.
Oh, what'd you do to him?
Is Grimlock still, or is David still conscious? Is he, what's he doing?
He's slumped against a tree.
David's probably bleeding okay. out, because I'm almost yeah. positive this Naz dude did not apply any first aid or cauterize the wound. Or he may have been a sick
fuck and
cauterized the wound. Dude, I don't know. You might have cauterized his wound with your cigarette. I don't know how the mind of a freak works.
I would not waste my cigarette on something like that.
Oh, shit. You got standards now, huh?
Well, it would ruin my cigarette.
Well, Naz, that got really dark back there, but, you know, he did kind of walk us into a trap there, but
Grimlock, why are you acting like he did us a favor? We almost died. I almost died.
Yeah, but there's a line between, you know, flat out torturing someone and, you know,
my life?
Asking some questions.
Yeah. And, mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's just, everyone, you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
So what are we going to do with this information that he gave us?
Oh, yeah. Are we just going to rush in there?
I mean, we already knew there was four people there.
We thought we knew there were four things in there, but apparently there were five.
Or seven or something.
Well, okay.
Has David even been helpful at all to us?
No.
No, honestly. He's been, it's been fun to listen to Joe talk like that, but no.
Don't all expect right. him to be helpful in the future, though.
Well, if he's wrong, then well, he's going to be dead.
He told us that they were at the barn in the first place. So that was kind of helpful.
We could have done that ourselves.
All right. I don't, you know, Grimlock's past that already. He's on to the next thing, to the future.
But is Chris? I'm just kidding.
Chris is still scarred by what you just did to that creature. But yeah, I'm lined up in the back this time, ready to get in there.
You open the door?
Well, he's not opening the door since he's in the back, so I guess it's me, Carmen, in the front. Yeah, Fidge, I guess I open the door.
Fidge is up there, too.
Oh,
Fidge,
yes.
Fidge is in the front.
All reliable. Girl power, let's go.
All right, so this is what you see as you open the door.
Wait!
Like 30 people.
I make a grand entrance like Aragorn into... What is it? Like Aragorn into the hall. Are they in Rohan? What, he opens the door so graciously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the week.
That's it. That's how I open the door.
You open the door into a large, dark barn, which has a row of animal stalls along the west and three stars. Large cubicles for a hay and food storage to the east.
These stars?
What? A table and chairs are tucked into the northwest corner of the barn. And the walls are covered with hooks and shelves for harnesses and other equipment useful for keeping animals. A loft 12 feet above the floor circles the barn's perimeter. Two ladders provide access to the loft, one on the southwest corner of the barn and one in the northeast. And as you open the door, you hear,
Naminya, is that you? Naminya.
Naminya, huh? Fidget, did you hear that?
Naminya?
No, I'm whispering to Fidget.
I hear it. It's Nemina was the name of you did it.
Nemina's dead.
Yeah, Nemina is dead. She was the name of the
Nemina, not you?
Of the druid that attacked our camp.
True.
Maybe you could talk to him, tell him Nemina's dead to beat it.
You play hide and go seek.
Okay, these things sound worse than David.
Well, oh. No, not Nemina.
Oh. Nemina. Voice sounds weird.
It's not Nemina.
Oh,
weird voice.
Fidget, what are you?
Your voice sounds weird. I fire back at him.
Well, I'm thinking what Grimlock said. If they sound well, like, you know, if she's dead, you know, maybe they'll leave. They'll just leave, you know.
Or we become their leader.
Or you could become their leader. You can. I don't have any interest in these method things anyway, so I just want to get this over with, okay?
You hear in the background muffled screaming.
Well, knowing that the Millers are somewhere in this, I guess Fidget rushes in.
Oh, like rushes?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm hearing screaming and I know that the Millers are here and there's a, and one of them is a little girl, I'm running in there.
Okay. All right. I follow Fidget.
Fidget rushes in past these fuckheads to where the screaming is.
In my head, I'm just like, Fidget is so brave.
Before you pass, they're going to step in front of you. And we're going to roll for initiative.
They're Mephits though, right?
Yes.
So I can smooth past them.
What's a Mephit?
They're tiny little imp things that fly around.
Little Miss Muffet. Come on, dude. Miss Muffet. Sat on our Tuffet.
Right, good thing I already pre-rolled initiative for these guys, so we can just make this nice and easy. You know. All right, Snap, what'd you get?
Snap got a 9.
Fidget?
Grandma got a 10.
Fidget got a 14.
Oh my god.
Ooh,
yeah, I've got a 24. How am I getting? I don't know.
We need a higher therapist for Naz.
I don't know why, but
yeah, why?
I'll talk to the professor.
I almost died because of David.
And
the that's true.
15.
All right, Naz, you are first. In the background, you see a bunch of like little fireballs being thrown back and forth.
Oh.
But these two Mephits have interposed themselves, and they look like they're going to fight.
I was planning on doing some minor magic. Shoot some fireballs, some Kamehameha.
All right, go ahead.
All right, big money.
It's not going to do it.
Yeah, I figured.
Is that your turn?
Yes.
He rolled a 7 plus what, Ness?
13.
Yeah, 13 is not going to hit. Anna Carmen, you're next.
Okay, well, there's two of them, right?
Two that you can see right now. The other ones are technically hidden to you.
Is Fidget still trying to run past them?
Yes.
Like, are you going to, like, attempt to, like, dodge them?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm just not really going to withdraw my sword and just going to keep running with Fidget and just try to punch one in the face and keep running past it.
That's pretty badass.
You gonna try to punch it?
The old punch it.
Yeah.
Alright, go ahead.
I don't know what a bonus would be to
my fist. It's an unarmed attack.
My fist.
That's not gonna do it though.
See these motherfucking hands.
Okay, I guess I don't succeed in doing that. I guess I throw another punch. What's the bonus to an unarmed strike? Just my strength?
I think it's just strength.
So that's plus 2, 21.
Minus.
Minus what?
Minus 5 for being the second attack.
So 16? Does that hit?
Against the earth. Yes, that hits.
Okay, cool. I punch it in the face and I keep running.
All right.
Oh, actually, what's my damage? What do I roll for damage for an unarmed strike? D4? D6?
Yeah, D4.
Oh, 4, baby. And do I add my strength? Plus 2? Plus 1?
I don't know.
Me neither. Okay. I don't do this. I don't do this often. Is it just a straight 4, Joe? Do you know?
I'm going to say you add your strength because it wouldn't make sense not to.
Plus 2, 6. Take that, max damage.
Oh
yeah,
my God, that hurt.
That one.
It is non-lethal, though.
Yeah, it's non-lethal to that one on the right.
You suck it and you run forward. And you can hear the voices coming from the middle stall. And when you get past them, you see just a family of 3 humans tied to the center pole that's holding the loft above it up, and they just have their hands tied behind their back, and they're gagged as well.
Wait, so they're not the ones screaming?
They were. The muffled screaming.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. So I punched and then ran. So
and that's
I guess my turn is done. Yeah.
Next up is Fidget.
All right. Yeah, she's just gonna try to get to where Anna Carmen is and plow through these guys, but she's not gonna try to fight. She's just trying to cut right through. So what do I need to roll to just go through his square?
To go through is a tumble through action. You need to roll an acrobatics check. An athletics check, I'm sorry. And it's going to be against the reflex DC.
Oh, fuck me.
That's not going to work. You stop where you are.
Okay.
Let me see. Your movement ends any trigger reactions as if you had moved out of the square you started in. They have no reaction, so you're good.
Should I have rolled a tumble through check?
No, you bent around them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you were straight like there's one right in front of me, and I guess I'll just call out,
Are they okay?
Tied up, but otherwise no visible, I guess, injuries to them.
Digit's going to pull out her dagger and cast shield on herself. And then she's going to say, she's just going to say, Nemia's dead. We're here for the family. You guys should just leave.
You killed Nemia?
Yes, I killed her with this knife. I stabbed her right in the back of her, right in the back.
You die.
Fuck. All right. Well, then I will then, I casted shield. Does my attempt to move and it failed?
That is an action. Yes.
All right. Well, I casted shield.
And you drew your dagger, so that's three.
Don't tell me what my actions are.
Joe, that one just got punched in the face, the one right in front of it, so it shouldn't have been able to speak as clearly as it did. It has a swollen lip.
Okay. All right, so dagger's out, I cast shield, and I think, yes, I'm done. That's my turn.
Grimlock, your turn.
Ooh, okay. It's been past a minute since I turned my weapon into overdrive, so I'm going to Searing Restoration myself. Kill for 2d4 to 7. That's total, true. So I get 7 health. Got me feeling a little bit better. My wound's not as bad. I move forward, and I don't know what we're doing. can I ready an attack?
Two actions ready for it.
Okay, I'm gonna try to knock this one that just got punched in the face, knock him on the ground, and sweep him or trip him. I mean,
okay, acrobatics or your athletics
at what
against his fortitude DC? Was that it? Which DC is that against?
16 plus, it was your fortitude, okay. So I got a 22.
That works, you trip it.
All right, he's on the ground, and then that's my turn.
All right, it's their turn now. It spends one action to stand up, the next action to move over, and then it's going to use its breath attack as it opens its mouth and breathes rocks that shoot out in a 15-foot cone against you and Fidget.
God.
It misses Snap, though, and Snowflake and Naz are out of the equation over there. So you guys are going to have to do a reflex save.
Okay. It's a 21 for Fidget.
Grimlock, were you using your hero point?
Oh my god, I muted myself. I use my hero point, rolled even worse. Net 1.
Alright, so that is a critical failure.
I hate my life.
So, dear god, man. You take 2d6 and... Chris, you take 4d6.
Holy crap. This could... this is probably going to take me out right now.
That's against you, Fidget.
That's total or halved?
Oh,
because I got a 20. I got a 21. 23.
Okay. Then you have that.
Okay. So 3 points damage. Cool.
Damn.
That is exactly enough to...
Damn. And so a bunch of rocks come flying out and just bludgeon Grimlock as it takes down its little dwarven stature as it does 15 points of damage.
Grimlock, no!
Oh, shit.
I'm just making sure you take double damage.
I'm just making sure you die.
Oh, yeah. Take double the list of damage from the effect. I didn't want to have to do that if I didn't have to.
Sure, you didn't. I'm glad you checked.
All right. So that was that one's turn. The next one moves over and is going to claw at you.
Okay.
And it's going to try to hit you with its little fists.
Fuck you. She says that right to its face.
6 plus 8, 14. Is that hit?
Nope.
And then it's going to try to do it again. Minus 11.
Nope.
Alright, it misses both of its little tiny fists as it comes at you. It is Snap's turn.
Okay, I will push forward, so what, 10, 15, 25, and then I will cast Heal at Verbal and Somatic so that I could use it at range. And then also it'll increase to 2d8s, and I'll heal Grimlock 5 damage total.
Ow. But good heal. Good move, good move. You're gonna need Grimlock. Alright, Grimlock, you feel this burst of healing power go through your skin and you're back conscious.
I appreciate it. I'm very groggy, though.
Oh, thank you.
It's time for the fire methods to go. They turn the corner. You kill Nebaya! It moves up. That's two move actions because it has such low movement speed. And then it's going to try to claw at you, Carmen. And Carmen. Oh, it's going to try to bite you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
12.
Hell no.
All right. The other one comes flying around the corner. It's hovering in the air. And it is going to cast Daze on you.
That sucks. Okay.
So I need a will saving throw.
A will saving throw? You're right.
What'd you get?
9 plus 6, 15.
All right. You save against it. So a save against Daze. Nathan, what does that do?
The save just saves you from the effect, but you still take the mental damage as the modifier. Whack. So whatever their spellcasting modifier is, that's how much damage she takes.
Oh, you take 2 points of damage.
Oh, not whack.
You got a mind splitting. You got a migraine.
Yeah.
A migraine or just a slight headache?
A migraine. 2 points of damage is a lot for your brain.
So you say, but I got a big brain.
All right. That's its turn. It is back to the top, Naz.
Grimlock is passed out still, no? Or Snap revived him a little bit.
Snap healed him for 5 points of damage.
But he's still on the ground.
Yeah.
And Carmen's getting it in, thugging it out. I'm throwing fireballs in. Joe, fix my rolls.
You rolled high against David, so...
I know. I don't know why. The only thing that didn't even matter.
Mattered to David.
I don't think so.
Did you heal a point?
No.
Okay, so you rolled an 8 to begin with, and that's not going to hit. You had one action left. Did you want to move anywhere?
No.
All right. That brings us to Carmen. Anna Carmen.
I'm in a pretty precarious situation here. Surrounded by 3 of them. And 4. Grimlock is knocked out still, right?
He has 5 hit points, but he's on the ground.
Okay, well, oh man, okay. How well do I know this family? Like, is
you
there like
a, them at all?
Like, you don't know them at all. Well, what do I know about them? I guess is what I'm saying. They're just farmers.
They're the Millers. They're the Millers of the town. They seem to be a staple of the town. People seem to like them.
No fighting experience that I know of, or do they look like fighters? I don't know.
They look pretty strong, just because they've worked the mill for years.
You know that they have a recent
tragedy.
Do
they look
they
like a bitch?
Jesus.
I mean, is there tools around that if they could use? Maybe?
There's the hooks that were used to move the hay. So, I mean, those little hay hooks.
Those are pretty sharp, I would guess. I don't know. I've never been to a farm like that and seen one in real life. Okay. And they're right over here?
They're in the middle stall.
So, like, right across from me?
Yeah.
Okay, so I do not need to go by any of these little things to get to them.
No.
Okay. I use one of my actions to go over into them.
Okay.
And my second action... Yeah, my second action is to cut them free.
Okay. You can cut one of them free.
I choose the biggest person there.
The husband is the biggest. I'm not being sexist. It's just the husband's the biggest.
Okay. Cool. And I tell him, we are a little bit in a predicament here. So I chose you to free first because we may need your help in warding these things off. There's a group of 5 of us, but, you know, I'm the first one here. And
We've been fighting all day.
Yeah, some of my party is a little bit wounded already, so we might need your. I think we need your help.
No, I got you. I gotta get my daughter. Gotta get my daughter inside. You know, pretty important to get my family inside.
Oh yeah, do your thing. You know, I just made a tactical decision in freeing you first. We have all like take your time.
That's really cool. Like that's awesome. Just let me get my family. Cool.
Take your time. Okay, and then I guess that's my turn. Yeah.
Okay. You have spent your turn freeing one of the members, and he. I rolled initiative.
Well, actually, hold on. I did two actions. I moved. I freed one. I'm gonna free another one.
Okay.
I'll free the daughter, and then that's my turn.
Okay. So he rolled initiative. He actually got a 14, so he is tied with Fidget.
Okay.
So Fidget, you can go first, and then he'll go after you.
All right. Okay. Fidget is going to keep. She's gonna use an action, cast shield again, and have that up. And then I guess she's just going to cast a. Fuck. Yeah, you know what? She's gonna drop the dagger, and then she's gonna use her free hand, and then she's cast a chill touch again. So I need another save me throw, fortitude there for the fighter in front of me.
What's the number? I can't see.
It's 6.
All right, that's going to be a failure.
Is it a group failure?
What's your...
18.
No.
Okay. 6 points of negative damage as I place my chill death-like hand on its arm or something.
That's not fun.
And she's going to scream out, "You don't want to do this!"
It shrieks. But it has a very low voice, and I don't know how to shriek with a low voice. Yeah, that one. Rykart takes his turn and he starts untying his wife, Malika, and they nod at each other and they both go and they're gonna move with each other. They both have the same turn. They grab hooks off of the barn and they are going to move out and attack.
Family formation!
As a family?
Exactly. They make sure that their daughter is armed in the thing and armed. We're gonna see how this goes. Oh my god. So Rykart strides out against the first Earth Mephit and he rolls an 18. He doesn't have any bonuses because he's a civilian.
Armor, get him.
He does have pent up.
Yeah, he has a lot. And he does. 2 points of damage.
Enter the rage.
Farmer rage.
Malika's gonna go ahead and grind up and try to hit the next Earth Mephit. And that's a 15. Their AC is 15. She hits.
Nice.
See, guys, we just gotta pit Joe against himself.
And she does 2 points of damage. As they dig the hay claws into the backs of the Earth Mephits. That was wild. Grimlock, it's your turn.
It's that scene in Spider-Man 2 when they're like, "You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us," and they all surround Doc Ock.
We're from New York.
From New York. Yo, you know what's crazy is that
we're from the mill.
Yeah, he could have definitely fucked them up. Doc Ock could have definitely fucked all of them up.
Obliterated.
Yeah, he has like 4 fucking cybernetic arms. Like that. Yeah, yeah, he could have
shoved them all out.
He
the window.
He really could have.
Okay, I'm gonna shove all these guys out the windows. I stand up.
Griflock's inspired now.
I move. Joe, do I get any bonuses of inspiration?
A bloody Spider-Man.
You don't.
I'm gonna. A sweep is just one attack move, right?
Yeah.
Wait, are they not flying? Can you sweep a flying thing?
There's only 2 that are flying.
So this one's not flying.
Are these
2? I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
Not grapple. I'm sweep attacking. Like I'm attacking both. That's one action, right? Yeah. My weapon has that.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, go ahead. Do you have to hit the first one to hit the second one?
I feel like we went over this. I don't know. I just know that So the first one hits. It's a 19.
When you attack with this weapon, you gain a plus one circumstance bonus to your attack roll if you already attempted an attack on a different target this turn using this weapon.
So no, you don't get to attack. You don't get to attack both.
What? Why not?
It basically just gives you an extra to hit on the next attack, right?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, because he stood up. Oh, okay, I see. I see what you mean.
So you... Okay, so it actually is two actions to attack.
Yeah.
Both. Okay, so the first... I guess I just hit one. I attack one of them.
All right.
Wait, okay, can I... Never mind, it's fine. Wow. 7 points of damage?
Okay. You do 7 points of damage to that one in front that Riker just stabbed. You was a 19 total. Because you are flanking it right now. But it was not a crit.
No.
Okay, so it's hurting. It's really hurting. That's your turn. It is their turn. They understand where the real threat is, and it's in front of them. So they are going to continue to try to punch you guys. They're not going to turn on family right now. Amazingly enough. The other one that didn't use its breath weapon is going to turn and use it now, though. And, oh, it can only hit Fidget and Snap. So Fidget, Snap, give me a reflex save. As this method opens its mouth and a bunch of rocks come spitting out of it.
Oh, man.
7 for Snap.
That's a 23 for Fidget.
Wait, it hits. Not to be a snitch, but it hits Snap.
It's Naz. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry, goblins.
Not to be a snitch.
Oh, what the fuck?
There you go.
All right.
Half damage, yeah.
That's half damage. Fidget, you take 10 points. You failed. Oh, wait, no. You
23?
You both take 5 points of damage as rocks start to bludgeon you.
Check your fucking math.
And then it's going to turn around and try to punch Malika.
Bastard.
And misses. Even though she has an AC of 10. Wow. That was lucky. Okay. It is time for Snap. Now it's actually you, Snap.
Okay, so I'll send in Snowflake with 45 movement speed. She gets in there. She gets in there smoothly. She'll tag this one and bite it. So do 20. 15.
15 hits, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so 1d8 plus 2 for 10 damage.
Damn. It's on death's door. It's barely standing.
Then Snap will take a swim shot. That does not hit. 11 does not hit. Oh, 18 plus 6 minus 5. I'm guessing that hits.
That hits.
Okay, and then 1d6. 5 damage.
And you kill it as the rock just hits the side of its head and it just falls.
Light work.
Again, Snap and Snowflake. It's the fire method's turn, and y'all put me in a bad position.
Damn it, Elmer. No, Elmer put you in a bad position.
Time to light civilians on fire.
Yeah, that's what he's gonna do. Shit.
Fuck.
Let's do it, Joe. Do it.
Yeah. You see one of the air methods fly. Just kill this family. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. 2 movements over next to you, Fidget, and it's going to try to bite you.
Okay. Nope.
Nope, that's a miss. It rolls a 6, and no matter what it has as the bonus, it's not going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
The other one opens its mouth.
Yep.
And breathes flames in a 15-foot cone. Everyone in that cone, which is going to be...
Who's everyone?
Grimlock and the 2 civilians are going to have to roll.
What about the other method?
And the other method.
Reflex?
Reflex. Well, of course the method rolls the 18.
Oy. I have fire resistance. Of 1? What does that mean?
You take 1 less fire resist, but that is a critical failure.
Why are you doing this to me?
So, Grimlock, you're gonna take 4d4, 9 points of fire damage, and one persistent fire damage, which will happen at your turn. So you're knocked out.
Yeah, I'm down.
Rykard failed his. He takes 6 points of damage. He's knocked out. And Malika failed hers. She takes 4 points of damage and she's still standing.
My girl.
All right. That was bad. Oh, and the air method takes 2 points of damage. That's the fire method's turn. You see Rykert's body hit the ground and there's still flames on his clothes and they're not going out. Oh, Malika's standing up, but she has flames surrounding her as well and they're also not going out. Grimlock, Grimlock, your companion.
I'm face down and on fire.
Is on fire.
Joe, why are you killing them?
Naz, it's your turn.
I literally, can I stab the fire?
The fire method?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Anna's screaming in the corner, Mom! Dad!
Right here, right?
That's Malika. Anna's over here.
Okay, I'm gonna stab this one right here. With my dagger. Ooh! Is that hit?
That hits. So you rolled a 16 to hit and do 4 points of damage. You stab it cleanly. You still have another action?
No stab. That did not hit.
That misses.
I rolled a 9, yes.
All right, it's time for Carmen. Anna Carmen.
Okay. First things first, I'm going to try to pat the fire out on old boy right here.
All right, that's going to take an action.
Yeah, it's out, right?
I'm making sure you don't need to roll for anything.
On the dad?
Yeah.
And not your longer friend Grimlock?
You're far from me.
Yeah, you put it out. I'm just going to say you put it out.
Ah.
Sweet. Yeah, you take an action. You take two actions, one to move, one to put it out.
Whack. Okay. And then this guy is the one that put him on fire?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to attack the shit out of it. 6 plus 8.
It's not going to do it.
14. Yeah, unfortunate. Actually, I'm a hero point it.
All right.
I'm mad.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. So I'm using my hero point. Roll again for the attack. All right, 16 plus 8. Let's go, 24. What's its AC?
17.
Damn it. All right. Normal damage. 2 plus 2, 4. Piercing.
Stab it right through one of its wings. Fidget, it's your turn.
Well, she was glad to see... Fidget was glad to see her friend, Malika, out of... You know, there, but now she's horrified as she watched the husband get lit up and now unconscious. And she's gonna face the fire method next turn and then just cast. She's gonna keep her shield up and then she's gonna cast Chill Touch again.
Okay.
Because this is her best bet right now.
11.
No, it's not her to fail.
All right.
7 points of negative damage.
All right, a lot of them are really messed up right now. A lot. It's Rykert's turn. He needs to roll a DC 11 survival. He is dying 1 right now. He is dying 2 right now.
You know, Joe, you could you could just, like, you know, tell us these things. You don't have to, like, you know, show us the whole hand.
It's Malika's turn. She screams as she sees her husband on the ground. And, yeah, she's gonna... No, her reaction is to protect her daughter. So she's actually going to... the best way to protect her daughter is to kill these methods. So she's going to roll her attack. That's not going to hit. She's going to roll her attack one more time. That's not it. She's going to run and put her back against her daughter and make sure nothing else can happen to her family. And she's...
Fidget! Fidget! Help! Please! Help! I know, like, I'm working on it. We're working on it.
Yes, please. All right. Grimlock, you're dying. You need to roll a DC 11. Oh, no, DC 12, because you're dying too now.
I am?
Because you...
You got knocked out. You got knocked out earlier, too.
No, it's just a D20 roll. Just roll a D20 one time.
Oh, okay. Audience, I rolled a D4.
You got so lucky.
Oh, no.
You're dying through.
Dying 3, then I'm dead.
No, you died dying 4.
Dying 4.
If you would have critically failed, you would have died.
Okay.
But if you fail one more time,
it's a tough one.
Grimlock will be no more. It is time for the air method to go. It's going to move over to you and a Carmen.
And do what?
And open its mouth. Roll me a reflex save.
So that's a flat 14 plus reflex show?
Yeah.
Plus 10, 24.
Nice. You're going to take half damage.
What the? Okay.
You're going to take 3 points of damage, and so is the earth method behind you, as this was a cone attack.
Okay. Wait. Oh, okay. I was like, I thought it bit me. So it was kind of weird thinking in my head, how the hell did the other thing take damage? But I get it now.
All right, that's its turn. It's time for Snap to go.
All right, so Snap will go over to Grimlock, and I'll cast Stabilize. So he is now stabilized. And then I will command Snowflake to... which one is... Oh, there's 3 still. Yeah. Probably just attack the one right in front of it.
Okay.
And then D20... No, 10 does not hit.
All right.
That's my turn.
Good turn, though. You saved Grimlock's life.
Does that mean I'm basically zeroed out?
You're zeroed out, but you are still wounded 3.
Okay.
If you go unconscious again, though, you will remove your wounded 3 becomes dying 3, and you move up one more level, which means you would die.
Okay.
It's the fire mech's turn.
Got it.
It's going to back up into this corner right here and over. No, it's just doesn't like where it's at. It's going to move behind you, Fidget. And it's going to try to bite you.
Let it.
2 is not going to hit you. It's going to try to bite you again. That's plus minus 4.
Minus 5.
No, just plus 4 because it already took the minus 5 off of it. So 18. So
18?
Mm-hmm.
Does not hit. Oh, wait. It meets my AC exactly.
But it hits. So okay. It's going to do 1d6 of piercing.
Okay.
And then 1d4 fire. So 9 points of damage as it bites into you with its fiery jaws.
With that, I'm going to use shield block as part of that and negate, and just negate the piercing by taking the full fire.
Okay.
And my shield, you see it, it shatters, and I cannot use shield anymore.
All right, so the jaws come and try to bite down on you. And the shield blocks the teeth, but the flames just get right past it.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for Naz to go. Naz, if there's ever a time to show up.
Do something.
Do something, please.
A lot of people are in my way. I'll say that.
You can move through allies' spaces.
That's pretty much everyone in front of you.
How's Anna Carmen?
She's been...
What do you mean, how am I? Like, in what regard?
How are you?
Dying,
dead.
No, my hit points are pretty good. I still have more than 2/3 of them.
Grimlock's dying.
Stab this dude.
Roll for attack.
Rolled an 18!
Hey.
With 3 points of damage.
You have one more action.
Can't throw a fireball.
Fireball's 2 actions. Here.
Throw your dagger.
I would throw my dagger.
It'd look pretty cool.
It would look cool. Like a ninja star.
Oh, yeah.
All right, roll it.
15!
Minus 5. So that's gonna miss.
Now the dagger's gone.
It looked cool though.
I'll get it.
Anna Carmen.
You know, I'm glad that that method is gone. So now I can focus on the one right in front of me. I guess what I'm going to do is just try to intimidate it. Just talk shit to it. Like,
okay.
You're a piece of shit. I don't like you. You're ugly. Da 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 da. Papa, your really mom doesn't like you. Your dad is disappointed in you.
These are all just facts so far.
So I'm just going to try to intimidate it or demoralize it, I should say.
Yeah.
Ooh. 7 plus 6, 13.
Doesn't do it.
All right, you know what? Now I'm just going to try to tumble behind it.
Acrobatics.
Let's go. Ooh, 11 plus 8, 19, baby.
It meets it, so you beat it.
Yes, now I got a panache point.
And it's flat-footed to you.
Yes, it is. All right, I'm attacking it. Oh, 17 plus 8, 25. What's its AC with being flat-footed?
15.
Oh, that's a crit, dog!
Crit, crit. Cue the crit noise.
Crit.
All right, 2d6. Okay, that was 1, 4. Oh shit, that was a d8. All right.
Help this man.
All right, 4 out of the 2d8, I got 5 plus 2 from the weapon bonus plus 2 for having my panache point precise strike. That is 9 plus my d8 damage. Well, I rolled a d8. Let's just count that one.
Keep that going.
Yeah. 9 plus 8, 17.
You run it through.
Let's go.
It's dead. There's one fire method left, and it is Fidget.
All right. Oh, can I? How beat up is it?
It's real beat up.
Like as if like a stiff wind can blow it over.
As if, yeah.
Okay.
A really stiff wind.
Well, I can't do it. I don't want to risk it. Should I risk it? Okay. I'm going to use telekinetic projectile, and it's going to pick up the dagger that I dropped earlier, and I'm going to attempt to hit this guy.
Okay.
All right. That's a hit, dude. That's 18 plus 8.
That's a hit.
Fuck. That's 6 points of damage.
And that's a strong enough breeze to kill it.
Oh. As the
dagger goes straight through its nose.
I miss it when Marcus would be able to take the token off the table and throw it in the air.
I miss that too.
Reichardt is dying on the ground. Grimlock is barely alive. And I love episodes like this that have its own built-in cliffhanger. Because, boys, you all leveled up to level 3. We'll see you guys next time.
Fuck, damn, Joe.
Shit.
It almost makes it worthwhile that the dad dead.
The dad died?
No, he said he's dying.
Hey y'all, thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We even have a Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you. Tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.